to David Hamilton.
Drive at 5 on National Radio 2 with Michael Jackson from December 1979, Off the Wall. Let's go back to December 69 for Kenny Rogers and the First Edition.
You've painted up your lips and rolled and curled your tinted hair. Ruby, are you contemplating going out somewhere? The shadow on the wall tells me the sun is going down. Take your love to town. It wasn't me that started that old crazy Asian war, but I was proud to go and do my patriotic chore. And yes, it's true that I'm not the man I used to be. Oh, really?
It's hard to love a man whose legs are bent and paralyzed. And the wants and the needs of a woman your age, Ruby, I realize. But it won't be long, I've heard them say, until I'm not around. Oh, don't take your love to town. She's leaving now, 'cause I just heard the slamming of the door. The way I know, I've heard it slam 100 times before. And if I could move, I'd get my gun and put her in the ground. Oh, Ruby, don't take your love to town. Oh, Ruby, for God's sakes, turn around.
Very controversial record when it came out in 1969, but nonetheless it got to number two in the charts for Kenny Rogers in the first edition, and Ruby, Don't Take Your Love to Town.
Radio 2, Travel News.
We told you earlier about problems for drivers heading north in Northamptonshire on the M1. The lorry that was partially blocking the northbound carriageway of the M1 on the approach to Junction 15 has now been removed, and all three lanes are open once more. But the tailbacks of traffic will take some time to clear, so be prepared for delays on the approach to Junction 15 on the northbound carriageway of the M1. That's near the A508, the Northampton turnoff. Fog patches are still a problem in northeast England and southeast Scotland, and the patches of fog are dense in places, particularly over high ground. Roads are, of course, much busier with the weekend traffic, so please use tipped headlights and windscreen wipers and allow plenty of room between you and the vehicle in front. For rail travellers, a reminder that the North London line is still experiencing some disruption because of the emergency repair work between Camden Road and Finchley Road stations, where a substitute bus service will be in operation for some considerable time. And a reminder for travellers on London Underground that there's still no service between Victoria and Warren Street on the Victoria line. Just in, a message from our travel unit for drivers heading south on the M6 in Lancashire. An accident has completely blocked the southbound carriageway of the M6 between junctions 31 and 30 near Preston. There are already long queues of traffic, and there's little chance of an improvement for an hour or so. That's the southbound carriageway of the M6, completely blocked between junction 31 and 30 in Lancashire.
Radio 2, Travel News.
Diana Ross from December 1981, Why Do Fools Fall in Love. We've had some funny cards into the program today. Here's one from Bob Timmins of 39, Hillary Close, Aylesbury in Buckinghamshire. Bob says, I know a lovely lady whose birthday is on Friday the 14th of December, and this very special person is Anne Linton. Anne is a district nurse and lives at, wait for it, One Nightingale Cottages, Tring in Hertfordshire. Well, where else for a nurse but Nightingale Cottages? She's a super cook, and her beef puddings are out of this world. And when it comes to her roly-polies, well, say no more. So she'll probably be on her way home during Drive at Five, and I'm sure that she'd love to be dropped in it. Your lucky dip, of course. I hope that this operation will go well, and please send Anne all my love for a very happy birthday, because I think she's a wonderful lady. P.S. I hope my prescription works. I think it's worked very well. We're going to send her a tea mug. Here's Tina Turner.
Let me say the same, baby. Since we've been together, ooh, loving you forever is all I need. Let me be the one you come running to.
Tina Turner, who is now a revived 46, and she was in the chart with that this time last year. Al Green's song, Let's Stay Together, 23 minutes past five. Gene Simmons of Pulborough Avenue, Hampden Park, Eastbourne in Sussex says, I'm retiring today after 22 years working part-time for the same firm and attained the magical age of 60 on the 20th. Could you possibly say hello to me on the programme anytime after 5 o'clock and maybe send me one of your goodies? If it's the T-shirt, it needs to be 36 to 38. My husband is envious as he has another 4 years of toil ahead of him, but I have cultivated some outside interests in preparation for my retirement, and of course we'll have more time to listen to my friends on Radio 2. This is what we like to hear. So, Gene, good luck with your retirement. I'm sure that you'll find lots of things to keep you occupied. We'll send you that oldie but goodie T-shirt. This was number two in December 1975 for Hot Chocolate. You Sexy Thing.
Come, Tommy.
Wonderful record that. That's Hot Chocolate from December 1975. You Sexy Thing. One more oldie on Drive at 5 today. This is another one from last year. The Thompson Twins and Hold Me Now.
Perfect world we know we'll never find.
Thompson Twins, number 4 in December last year. And Hold Me Now, it's just gone 5:30. Today's new spin coming now. It's also next week's Record of the Week.
It's the David Hamilton New Spin. Today's new spin and next week's Record of the Week. A good teaming there. Elaine Page and Barbara Dixon. I know him so well. And that's from Chess, the musical written by Tim Rice and Bjorn and Benny from ABBA. It's 6:25 and tomorrow is the birthday of Joan Sims of Parsonsfield Close, Banstead in Surrey. Lots of love and best wishes come from John Paul, not George and Ringo, but Anne and Jean and the grandchildren and Whiskey, the little puppy. And I know that Joan is a great fan of Shakin' Stevens. So here's Shaky, Teardrops.
Teardrops will fall
Shaken Stevens at number 7 with Teardrops, and it's a new contestant signing in on Spot the Intro after Matt Bianco, Half a Minute. Foreigner at 12 and a half minutes to 6.
I've got to take a little time, a little time to think things over. I better read between the lines in case I need. I'm older. Now this mountain I must climb feels like the world upon my shoulder. Through the clouds I see love shine.
Foreigner. I want to know what love is. I have a little batch of dedications here for people celebrating 21st birthdays, a very important day in their lives. Mr. C. Furness, the Furness family of the Pleasants, Harpenden in Hertfordshire. Say, could you give a mention to our daughter Mandy today? We moved to Harpenden from Wilmslow in Cheshire in September. Mandy is still working in Wilmslow. We'll be travelling up on her birthday to see her, so no doubt travelling now and having a party as well. Lots of love and congratulations from Mum and Dad, brother Ian. Ian France, I think that is, all friends and relations. Then Lillian and Roy Riggott of 23 Lee Road, Handy Lane in Chesterfield say, could you say happy birthday to our daughter Carol? She's 21, lots of love from Mum and Dad. And from Mrs. Terry of Russell Street, Todmorden, my daughter is 21 on the 15th of December, that's tomorrow. Could you say hello and wish her a happy birthday? She's a switchboard operator at a large cotton mill here in Lancashire and a lovely lass. So give her all our love and wish her a very, very happy birthday. That's to Carol. For all of you, we're going to play the record of the week.
The David Hamilton Hot Shot.
Yeah.
That's the record of the week, and this has been the David Hamilton Music Show on Radio 2, produced by Martin Cox. The Inspirational Choir abide with me. Before we go, a message for drivers in the Archway area of North London. The A1 Archway Road has been closed in both directions. There's now serious congestion in the area. It's not yet known when the road will be reopened, so drivers are advised to find another route for the time being. That's the A1 at Archway in North London, closed. That's where we shut the shop with Paul McCartney. We'll see you on Monday.
Now 6 o'clock. This is Paul Layton at the news desk. The latest attempt to have negotiations restarted between the Coal Board and the Mine Workers Union has failed. 7 TUC leaders spent an hour and a half with the Energy Secretary, Mr. Peter Walker, and the Employment Secretary, Mr. Tom King, but there was no progress. However, the TUC has outlined a formula which it thinks might form the basis of an agreement to...